Praise ye the Lord.
Glad unto Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Jesus be lifted up forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. We are happy to see Mama Victoria Okotie with us in the house. Put your hands together, everybody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Mama, come on, come on. I know you have something to say briefly to the church. Mama, yes, please. You have something to say to the church, right? Understand you have something you want to say? Is that Mama? Yeah? Come on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is your strength, and the Lord is gracious unto you. Hallelujah.
Go ahead and speak. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. We are here to give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his faithfulness, for his kindness. We thank the Lord for my sister who went home to be with the Lord to rest. We thank the Lord. We are joyful. You know, in spite of everything, we give him thanks.
Amen.
You know, we thank him because we know where she is. You know, a week before she passed, you know, we're lying down together. I was lying next to her. And she woke up, sat up in the bed, and she said, "Sister, the Lord is calling me. The Lord is calling me home." So I said, "No, the Lord is not calling you. You are not going anywhere." You know, and I started praying. I canceled it. You know, just by my own action, I was denying what the Lord was doing. And we kept on praying, kept on trusting the Lord. But things didn't go the way we expected because the Lord had his own plan. I thank the Lord, you know, even as she was passing, the last word she said was hallelujah. And that was the last, and she stopped, you know, stopped breathing. You know, and you know, I give thanks to the Lord, you know, because he has a better plan. Sometimes we don't understand it, but he is good. In every situation, he is good, he is kind, and he loves us more than we can ever understand. And I know that he loved my sister more than we can ever love her. So that is why we praise him and we thank him. And we really, as a family, want to thank the whole church. You know, for the love, for the support. We don't even have enough words to express our thanks. You know, I don't even know how to say it, but I just want to say thank you to everybody for your prayers, for financial support, for being there, for calling, checking. Everybody, one way or the other, has supported us. We are indeed very grateful. We are grateful to the Lord, and we are grateful to the church. God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. While the people who are watching her are still seeing the earthly kingdom, she's already seeing the heavenly kingdom. And she started shouting, hallelujah. Amen. 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 They have said it all. We pray for them and we continue to pray for you. The Lord is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm a son of God, anointed with Christ. I'm a son of God, anointed with Christ. I'm a son of God, anointed with Christ. We are not a servant in God's kingdom. I'm a son. Hallelujah. I'm a son of God, anointed with Christ. I'm a son, and you are daughters and sons of God here this morning. With Christ, I'm a son of God. I joined with Christ. I'm not a servant in God's kingdom. I'm a son. Say, Jesus, royal blood. Jesus, royal blood. Stand on your feet and wave unto the Lord. I say, Jesus, royal blood now flows through my veins. Jesus, royal blood, say now flows through my. I know I'm a servant in God's kingdom. I'm a son. One more time, say. I'm a son of God, yes, a joint. I know I'm a son of God, oh, a joint with Christ. I'm a son of God, and I'm a joint with Christ. I'm not a servant in God's kingdom, I'm a son. Jesus, royal blood. Say, Jesus, royal blood. Now flows through my. I know Jesus, royal blood. It's flowing through my veins. Jesus, royal blood. It's flowing through my veins. I'm not a servant in God's kingdom. I'm a son. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. And if we are heirs, joint heirs with Christ, what are we heirs about? The title of the message is God's Kingdom, the Saints' Inheritance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. God's kingdom, the saints' inheritance. The kingdom we are talking about here is the spiritual kingdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The saints are not just people that are dead, but are living. To the saints who are alive and to the living, blessed be the name of the Lord. We have an inheritance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Inheritance is when somebody or something did something for you to inherit. This morning we are going to go into the difference between inheritance and possession. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can give you an inheritance and you may fail to possess it. And this morning we are going to bring something to the scripture that I believe will gladden our hearts. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Turn to Daniel chapter 7 verse 18. Daniel chapter 7 verse 18 and after that verse 27. Just 18 and 27. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Read with me, everybody. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom. Amen. And possess the kingdom forever and ever, even forever and ever. It is declared. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. And all dominions shall serve and obey him. Glory be to God. Amen. Our sister is already enjoying that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. And at the appointed time, all the saints, blessed be the name of the Lord, shall take possession of that kingdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some inheritance can be claimed without condition. There are some inheritance that can be claimed without condition. But the saints' inheritance, that is the one that me and you are looking forward to in the race for the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of God, has to be possessed under certain circumstances. It does not come cheap. Amen? You have to be a saint. And that does not in any form or manner come cheap. Amen? Everybody loves inheritance. But when there is condition to it, you have to fulfill that condition or you will disinherit. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. God will give us grace to fulfill all the condition to possess that kingdom. Unlike earthly kingdom, our heavenly kingdom inheritance have no comparison. I want to bring out something first before we go into the teaching. Unlike our earthly kingdom or earthly possession or earthly inheritance, our heavenly kingdom have no comparison. Because in the earthly kingdom, there is some problem situation you have to go through even when you have possession it. That's why people that even have something have to go through a lot of headache. But when we get to that kingdom, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. What a beautiful thing. You know, in my life, I've done so many jobs. Different kind of job. And some of these jobs, I do them and I wish my father and mother were rich. I don't have to do this job. But I have to do it because I have to pay bills. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the only thing that keep me going through some of these jobs at times is because I have to pay the light bill, the water bill, maybe the car note or whatever you may have because you need a job. At times in running for the kingdom of God, many a times you hit those bumps on the road and you say, "Ha! This race is not easy." Can somebody say with me, "This race is not easy." It's not. Anybody who says otherwise have not put their hand or foot into the kingdom of God. There is sacrifices to be made. There is battle to be won. There is obstacles at every inch of the way. But when you know what you have to get at the end of the road, amen? When you know that the paycheck is coming at the end of the road, you flew through those obstacles smiling. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me paint some of the obstacles, some of the blessings that we are facing and we are going to get in that kingdom. So that when you go through obstacles and hindrances and things that will challenge you, you can look and say, "There is something I'm looking forward to. And for that, I'm not going to give an inch of my ground." Amen. I will possess that kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. Revelation chapter 21 verse 4. Revelation chapter 21 verse 4 is one of those things. It looks like this message was made for Mama and the daughters and people that are here today. See what God has done. Put Revelation 21 verse 4. Read with me, everybody. "In that kingdom, and God shall wipe away every tears from their eyes." Blessed be the name of the Lord. "And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things has passed away." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I don't care what your position in this world is, you will still fall under this category in this world. There will be pain in it, whether you inherited $10 billion or you inherited whatever it is. There will be headache involved in this world. But when we get to that kingdom that God has promised them that faithfully stayed unto the end, there will be no more tears. The natural things has passed away. Now it has gone to the supernatural things, to the heavenly ways, where there will be no more crying, no more pain, no more tears. All the former things has passed away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when you are running and you meet a bump, remember that. Amen? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. He said, "We receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved." Amen. "Prepared from the foundation of the world." The kingdom we are looking forward to get, it cannot be shaken. It cannot be moved. It's not like you serve it today and somebody sue you in the court and you lose it tomorrow. It will not be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That inheritance is enduring. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because God has already prepared it from the foundation of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The kingdom we are looking for in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28. Psalm 103 verse 19. A kingdom that rules over all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's Psalm 103 verse 19. And when we see it, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. All things are added to those that seek that kingdom. I'm bringing out some points here before we go to the main topic. The Lord has prepared his thrones in the heaven, and his kingdom, the kingdom me and you are going to inherit, it does what? He rules over all. There have been kingdoms that come and gone, the kingdom of the Persia, the Medo-Persia Empire, the Mesopotamian Persia, the kingdom of Cyrus, those of the Roman, the great, all of them, every one of them, they come and go. Today one comes, tomorrow another rule over them. But the kingdom of the saints, amen, he said that kingdom shall rule over all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you will never lose your inheritance. Amen. Glory be to God. And it says, if you seek that kingdom, he said, all other things shall be added unto you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some people among us here have transcended the times, gone beyond the veil to see what could not be seen or not be known by the ordinary mind, ordinary thought, ordinary pattern of things. Paul was one of those whom God gave the grace to transcend beyond the veil. And Paul was a writer such that few people have ever equaled to that. He writes in such a flowing pattern that nothing can be compared to it. He started to write and he started to declare things that is seen and not unseen. And when Paul was taken over to see what me and you are going to be receiving in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. When he transcended the time above the veil of our times and he says, but as it's written, read with me, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Blessed. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. That is just some of the summary of what the kingdoms are. What you are expecting. So when you are running this race, don't run it like it is a casual thing. Run it as something that is important. Something that you know is worthwhile. And there will be obstacles on the way. And when you meet those bumps, remember these promises. Kingdom that endures. Kingdom that ruleth over all. Prepare from the foundation of the world. Kingdom that will be no, there will be no tears, no crying, no sorrow, no pain. Because all the natural things has gone away. A kingdom that Paul cannot describe. Even though he's knowledgeable and knows how to write, he couldn't write it down and say, well, I'm summarizing it for you. Eyes have not seen, ear has not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man. You cannot even start to perceive it. What our God has prepared for them that love him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now to the crux of the matter. That kingdom does not come cheap. Amen. If it comes cheap, this place will have been filled. People will line up on the street from everywhere. They'll be fighting to gain entrance. There is work to be done. There is battle to be won. There's a fire raging to stop you from gaining that kingdom. But by God's grace, we will make it in Jesus' name. Let us open to Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. Numbers 13, 30. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But it does not come cheap, I say here. Only those with the ability to possess shall inherit the kingdom. Now, before we read this, or let's just read it first. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and say, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's go to Joshua 14, chapter 14, verse 12. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, mind you, this kingdom we are talking about is earthly one. Some fortress in the hill, city or town that is possessed on the hill. God has given it to Caleb. There was a reason God gave it to him. When they were all the way from Egypt to the promised land, at a point, Joshua, the son of Nun, sent some spies to go spy out the land. And when they go to spy it out, they saw what is there and say, ha! Is this the inheritance God has promised us? Now, that is an inheritance. Amen? But they have not possessed it. God has given it to them as an inheritance. Now, put yourself in these people's shoes. So they looked at Hebron and all those countries around there and said, what? We cannot be able to possess it because, look at it, there are giants on the way. There are sons of Anak on the way. They live in cities with walls and gates. Some of those walls are like skyscrapers, stories high. We don't have a battering line. We have nowhere to pull down the wall. So we cannot be able to possess our inheritance. Let us go back to Egypt. Let us go anywhere from other than this place. But God has given them that inheritance, the land of Canaan. But some feared on the way. But one or two men stood up and said, no, we are able, blessed be the name of the Lord. We are able, blessed be the name of the Lord, to possess the land that God has given us as an inheritance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For that God said, ha, Caleb, your heart is right towards God. For this, I'm going to give you a special portion. Today, Hebron, it is yours for your lineage, for all generation to come. That particular portion is yours forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is an inheritance that you have not possessed. So to possess it, he now starts to speak. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Amen. Wherefore the Lord spoke to me in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. It shall be that if the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are able to go up to the country to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to hither, God must surely give us victory. Only move on to the time side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. Hallelujah. Move on to the righteous. Brethren, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. So Caleb received an inheritance that he needs to possess. Only there is a stumbling block on the road. That inheritance was located on top of a mountain in a large city that is walled with a gate. And people who live there are giants. 8-9 foot people that can take an ordinary man and throw them like a rock. But he said, we are able to possess that country from Jordan to the sea that the Lord has given us as we sang it out here. Though there are sons of Anakims and giants on the way, we are able in Jesus' name. Amen. Say with me, I am able. Say with me, I am able. Shout, I am able. In Jesus' name, to possess that kingdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On the way to possessing it, there will be some balances and Tobiases on the way. Don't be you, that will be challenges to your faith. Hallelujah. Yes. There will be pharaohs on your way. Pharaohs. You know what pharaohs like they did in Egypt? The prince of Persia will even come up at times. Hallelujah. But hear me today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Those obstacles will not deter a true son of God. It will not hold you down. If you have been called by that name, ordained for that kingdom, and you know your rights, you will hold your ground for every child, for every woman, for every man in this auditorium this morning. Know that it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. When I read that, I was rejoicing. Times you give inheritance to people and you are grudging. Well, it's only because it's my son. What can I do? Take it. Really, I wouldn't want to give it if it's left for me. Or you give it to your spouse or somebody, or you give it to somebody. But it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That means he's rejoicing to give it to us. That is why I want you to know that when there is some balances and tombiases on your way, God will raise Nehemiah for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When the Jezebels will rise to stop you from getting to our kingdom, God will raise an Elijah for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 When the glorious of this world will try to hold you from possessing that kingdom, God will raise a David for you in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the pharaohs of this world will rise to stop you from gaining that kingdom, there will be a Moses on your camp in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when the enemy will send the prince of Persia, like he sent unto Daniel, praying for 21 days, interceding for the people of God, groaning for the kingdom of God, groaning for the blessing of God, groaning for the favor of God. And there is this demonic angel that came and stood between him and prayer for 21 good days. Some of us can't even fast for 1 day or 3 days. May God help us in Jesus' name. And this prince stood between him. An angel cannot bring the answer to the man of God. But God sent a bulldozer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, what is that? Say, send Michael. Amen. And Michael, that angel, he came and said, move out of the way. So when the prince of patience arrives to stand between and that kingdom, God will send a Michael. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That archangel that stands for the people of the Lord. That archangel, the prince of God himself, will come and say, move out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My people shall inherit that kingdom. My people shall inherit that kingdom. My people shall inherit that kingdom. They shall inherit. They shall not be deterred. They shall not be delayed. They shall not be thrown away. It is their portion. They will inherit in the name of Jesus. And if you choose to come like a flood, then the Lord will raise a standard. Amen. A standard is not just a banner. Behind a standard, there is a host. Behind every standard, when you see a standard rise, there is a host that is behind it. So the angels of heaven, they are behind you to possess this kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is decreed in Jesus' mighty name. For this reason, in Hebrews 11:13, our forebears, Hebrews 11:13, hallelujah. For this reason, many fought this battle. And they hold on to something I want us to look at. We'll be closing very soon. These all died in faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Not having received the promises, but having seen them what? Afar off. And we are persuaded and embraced them and confessed that they were what? Strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Amen? Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. 14. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Those are the two examples I'm going to give us. If you read through the book of Hebrews 11, women were thrown in jail for this kingdom, quartered, drawn, their earthly possessions taken from them, separated from family and friends for the name of Christ, suffered atrocity that you can't even mention, raped and disgraced and everything you can think of. Men, women, children, thrown to lions' den. What kept them is that they are looking towards that world, that kingdom. They're able to transcend beyond the time and look towards through the veil to the time that's to come. He said, for this reason, they consider themselves as pilgrims, strangers on this earth. Paul say, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. Or it's a press, it's a trial, it's like you are wiggling through it, you are fighting through it. And every demon as we have named and all these principalities and powers will do whatever they can to deter you. But we bless the name of the Lord. It is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. To get to this point, they desired it without reservation. The obstacles on the way does not deter them. They are fixed on their purpose to achieve the kingdom of God. They believe themselves able, yet dependent on God. So unfortunate today that we have wishy-washy Christians. We have Christians that take this as a part-time job. The pursuit of God's kingdom. We are not dedicated towards getting it. May God have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Christians that doesn't want to believe the word of God, but they want the blessings that come out of it. On Sundays, we wash up and dress up and come to church. On Mondays to Saturday, we live like the world. Shamelessly. In our conversation. In our action. In our attitude. But we see here that people who will make that kingdom have to have earnest purpose, desire, and they will preserve to make that kingdom. The race we are running is not a joke. It is serious. You either make it or you don't make it. There is no halfway to it. It is God's good pleasure to give you that kingdom. But you have to do your part. You have an inheritance. And there's no question about it because it was set forth before the foundation of the world. But you have to possess it. And possessing it means doing the job. That's part of it. Going by the conditions, circumstances that God has put in line. And anything that will deter you from that kingdom, anything that will separate you from it, fight it with everything that is in you in Jesus' name. For it says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole earth and lose his own very soul? Nothing. Churches today don't preach on righteousness. We are fearful in the household of God to rebuke sin. We are fearful in the household of God to speak against things that God has spoken on this word of God. But be not deceived, and God is not mocked. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can take it as a joke, but me, I am getting, and I will be part of that kingdom in Jesus' name. For God, look at the things we laid out in the beginning. I told you at the beginning how at times I used to do some jobs I don't like to, but I do them because of the benefits. Look at the wonderful things God has ordained for them that fear him. Where there will be no more tear, no sorrow, no crying, no pain, no sickness, no death. For the former things has passed away. A kingdom that cannot be moved. A kingdom that ruleth over all. A kingdom that shall endure, blessed be the name of the Lord. And which Paul say, eyes have not seen, neither have ear heard, nor the heart of any man. No thinking man, no computer, no idea of any man can be able to start to perceive what God has for them that fear him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet, people. So we stand. That is what we are fighting for, brethren. The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. 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 Just last verse again. I know we already quoted that, but that is Luke chapter 12, verse 32, as we stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock. Everybody say with me. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, do not be afraid. It is actually his pleasure to give you the kingdom. Therefore, he will move mountains for you to be there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we said the other time, if there is a Pharaoh, there will be a Moses for you in the name of Jesus. With a rod and staff of authority. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will even part the ocean for you to pass. Amen. Amen. And if he's not around, he will build a bridge for you to fly over it. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we bless you. He is God. Amen. Yes, in all situations, let us know that it is a finished work. He has declared that the saints shall possess the kingdom. And that it pleases him to give us that kingdom. Satan and all his cohorts may rage and seek to overthrow our faith. But even the sons of Anak shall seek to take possession. The giants may be on the way. But by God and by him alone, we are able to take that kingdom in Jesus' name. We are sure of such promises. And the inheritance is certain. And the kingdom of God is our possession. Because he who has given it to us, hallelujah, he never fell. He never slumber. He never sleep. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. Put your hands together, everybody. Hallelujah. 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 The praise team, you can come on up. Amen. You can start to come up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even as they come up, I want us to rise. Please just bear with me to pray. There are certain things that seems to hinder. We've been waiting on the Lord, some of us or some people. And I want to pray against these spiritual warfare that tries to stand. against the people of God. Pastor Julius, please come on. I want us to pray against the spiritual warfare that tries to hinder. Pastor Julius, step forward, please. I need to pray against the forces of darkness that try to withstand the people of God from getting to where they should go. That God will give us grace to be able to yield completely to the Holy Spirit and will guide us to our position in Jesus' name.
Okay, let's pray. Everybody that can speak in tongues, just speak in tongues. Pray in the spirit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lift up your hands to the Lord as we pray. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we bring ourselves as your children before the Lord. You are the power. You are the power that can bring us to Lord. When Caleb and Joshua recognized God in the camp, they were not afraid. They were declaring that God is able to give them the land. Those people that said they couldn't possess it, they were looking at the physical. They were looking at the circumstances surrounding them. They didn't see God in the camp. Oh, the camp by the shed of the other. But Joshua and Caleb, they saw God in the camp. That they didn't come out of Egypt by their own strength. They didn't pass through the Red Sea by their own strength. And when they thought the Amalekites stood in their way and they fought the Amalekites, they recognized it was Moses praying on the mountain that really got them through. So, Father, we recognize you. You are the power that is getting us through all the obstacles. You are the force that is able to give us the land as you have promised. And you have not failed and you will never fail. Father, you also expect us to do our own part. That was why the Hebrews, they didn't just go into the land and found all those people dead and they are just burying them. No, God expected them to do their part. So, Father, we are asking for that grace to do our own part in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us, every believer, every saint of God, we need that grace, that supernatural grace, because you have given us, according to the word of God, say, as many as received him, to them gave he power. Everybody say power. To them gave he power. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. Father, we are resting upon that power. You have already given it to us in the Holy Ghost in us. We only need to just know how to use that power, to rely on that power of the Holy Ghost. And we shall possess everything that you have promised us. And we shall become the sons of God. I mean, called the mature, the fullness of the stature of Christ, which you desire for us. As Apostle Paul wrote, he said, until we all come in the unity of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is our goal. Father, we are praying for that grace that you have already put in us. Lord, help us, Lord God, to use that power and come to that fullness of your stature in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every obstacle, we command them to move out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ. Every wall, we command to fall before us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord, for you are the Almighty. And you will never fail. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just a minute, please. Just a minute. Is there anybody here who would like to be part of that kingdom? I will only do this immediately. Please raise your hand if you want to be part of that kingdom and you are not in that way. You have given your life to Christ. Step forward immediately, please. Others sit down. If you want to be part of that kingdom I just spoke about, and you want to give your life to Christ, and you are here, you are not sure, please come forward. I only have a minute to do this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Let us go and praise God and take the offering. You give as the Lord has blessed you in Jesus' name. Now we take the offering. Glory be to God.